来到你的面前，我们就是要来赞美你。
Yes, Lord, we come before your presence. We come to worship, praise you.
我们要以我们的歌声、我们的颂赞来拥戴你为王。
With our songs, with our praises, we hail you to the King.
你本是创造天地万物的主宰。
Lord, you are the creator of the heaven and earth.
但是过去我们不认识你。
But before we don't know you.
我们不懂得敬畏你。
We don't know, we should worship you.
谢谢你爱为了爱我们的缘故。才派主耶稣基督来到这个世上。
Lord, we thank you because of love that you sent your Son Jesus to this world.
今天我们明白他是我们的救主。
That we can understand that he is our Savior.
他乐意做我们生命的主。
He is pleased to be the Lord of our life.
愿意做我们生命当中最好的朋友。
That he is pleased to become the best friend in our life.
所以我们能够活在这样的恩典中，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for that we can live in such grace.
我们愿意每一次我们唱这些赞美诗歌的时候，我们的心更加的与主的心来契合。
For every time that we sing the song of praises, that our heart can be close to you.
让这些颂赞的歌声，正是我们以心灵和诚实发出来的赞美。
That the song of praises can be sent from the spirit and the truth.
所以我们今天早上贯传道到昆鲁那边去带领主日的聚会。
This morning that Minister Wang has gone to Corning to lead the worship.
我们谢谢你在那边兴起你的工作。
Lord, we thank you for raise your work over there.
是你自己大能的手把许许多多的基督徒从不同的地方都带到 Corning.
It is your mighty hand that has gathered many brothers and sisters in Corning to worship together.
是你把他们连接在一起，愿意重新合意的来建立教会。
That you have connected together in one heart to build this church.
所以我们谢谢你，让我们伊萨克教会能够在这件事情上给他们一些支持。
And Lord, we thank you that our church can support this growth, this new church.
我们求主祝福他们今天早上的聚会。
Lord, we ask you to bless the meeting this morning.
所以今天到今天有许多的弟兄姐妹因为各种不同的原因出门在外。
Lord, we also pray for those brothers and sisters traveling for various reasons this morning.
主你都保守看顾他们与他们同在。
Lord, you protect them and be with them.
我们也纪念到我们有好几位弟兄姐妹会在接下来这个礼拜当中陆续搬离伊泽克。
We also remember that many several brothers and sisters within this week will move away from Ithaca.
主我们也恳求你保守看顾他们整个搬家还有他们的旅程的平安。
Lord, we ask you to protect all their moving and travel.
更是帮助他们到了新的地方能够很快的加入当地的教会和团契。
And help them to find the good church and fellowship when they move to these places.
所以我们在这时候也继续为陆续要来的新生们祷告。
Lord, we also pray for the new student coming.
所以我们愿意你给我们爱心服事的机会。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to serve in love.
不论这些人后来是不是会固定参加我们的团契和教会，主我们愿意做你爱心你的爱的出口。
Whether these people will stay in our church or fellowship, but Lord, we thank you that we can be this source of love.
所以谢谢你在昨天我们教会有至少19位弟兄姐妹到隔壁Bill Sherman 帮忙建这个playground 的工作。
And Lord, we thank you that at least 19 brothers and sisters yesterday helped the building the playgrounds in Bill Sherman.
所以我们谢谢你给我们这样的机会
Lord, we thank you for the opportunity.
能够在我们这个社区当中我们尽一点点心力
that we can dedicate some efforts in this community.
所以我们相信圣经所说的施比受更为有福
that Lord, we believe in the Bible that it is better to give than to receive.
当我们做你爱的出口的时候我们反而会从你那边领受更多的爱和祝福
When we become the source of love that we will receive even more love and grace from you
愿凡是来到这个教会的人都能够经历到这个真理的真实
So whoever comes to this church can experience the reality of these truths
我们把今天的聚会恭恭敬敬仰望
Lord we dedicate this meeting to you
也愿你向我们说话
And Lord, you speak to us.
让我们领受你的话语，心中就喜乐。
When we receive your words, that our heart can be rejoiceful.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
从很多年前我年轻的时候，教会就鼓励我们能够每年能够出去参加一次或两次的特别的聚会。
The church has encouraged people once or twice a year can go out for the special meetings outside.
那特别对于我们这个伊萨卡这个小城的教会这一点更加的重要。
This is especially important for a small church like our church in Ithaca.
出去参加一些聚会，能够跟别的组内的弟兄姐妹彼此有一些交流。
You can know other brothers and sisters from other church.
可以吸收别的教会的长处。
That you can learn from their strength.
也可以增广我们的见识。
And also broaden our views.
另外平常在这个小城的教会天天吃家常菜，偶尔出去吃一顿大餐，也能够开我们的胃口。
That we only have regular dishes here, but if you go out for a feast, that will be enhance your appetite.
在七月初，我们教会有好多家庭去参加两个不同的聚会。
In the beginning of July, many families participate in two meetings.
有些家庭去参加“真爱一生”家庭夏令会。
Some families went to this Love Forever conference.
有些家庭去参加纽约灵命晋升会。
The others has gone to the New York Spiritual Growth conference.
我们今天有两位代表来分享他们参加这两个聚会的感受。
There are two representatives that will share their feelings in these two conferences.
我们先请张灿奎分享参加真爱医生的感受，然后陈建华分享参加纽约人民精神会的感受。
Well, 灿奎 to share about his Love Forever conference, and 建华 will share for the New York Spiritual Growth conference.
弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
两个星期以前，建华问我要不要在教会做一个分享，我说不要。
Two weeks ago, when 建华 asked me to share, I said no.
不是因为领会的信息不好。
It's not that there's no good message in the conference.
我实在是担心因着圣灵的充满，讲员的震撼人心的话语到我的嘴里边会大打折扣。
I was worried actually through my mouth the feeling of the spirit and the heart shaking words of the speakers that will be discounted through my words.
所以这里我就简单讲一下我的个人感受，不会牵涉到隐晦的具体内容。
So I just share about my personal feelings instead of the content of the conference.
如果有弟兄姐妹及慕道的朋友，如果有兴趣的话，可以告诉我，会把隐晦制作的 MP3 转给大家。
If anyone is interested in the actual message, I can transfer the MP3 record to you.
信主一年多来，我从来没有这么清楚地认识到神是如此的信实。
After I believed the Lord for more than one year, I never have so clearly felt the reality of the faith.
对许多在座的属灵的长辈来说，这样的得着也许并没有什么。
Maybe for those more mature in spirit, that maybe this kind of message doesn't count much.
但是对于像郎平和我这样的信主一年多的弟兄姐妹来说，这样一个清楚的信息实在是神对我们这个家庭最大的祝福。
But to me and my wife, we just believe the Lord for a little bit more than a year. This is such a blessing for such a clear message.
我想我们许多人在信仰上就像是一块家庭饼干，是信非信。
This is something, our faith is like Oreo cookie, partly cookie, partly cream, and partly belief and partly unbelief.
我们常常想，要是万一有神，所以我们就会去读经、祷告、聚会、崇拜。
Just in case there is God, so we go for read the Bible, pray, and meetings and worship.
但是我们又不能有完全的信心，所以我们又会被这个世俗的世界所捆绑。
So we don't believe in the Lord full-heartedly.So we are still being bounded by all these worldly views.
So we cannot 交托自己
and we cannot let go ourselves.
这样最终的结局就是我们既没有完全享受这个世界的灯红酒绿，最终我们也会被我们的主所拒之门外。
So on the one way, I didn't fully enjoy the colorful indulgence in this world, or at the end, I may be cast out of the door of the Lord.
去这样一生隐会以前，我有一个实验做的一直不顺利。
Before the conference, I have an experiment that doesn't go well.
从隐会回来以后，我的实验依然失败。
But even after I went to the conference, my experiment still not successful.
但是我的心情要比以前要平和的多了。
But my feeling has been much more calm.
神对于每个人的祝福不一样，我认为这就是神对于我的祝福。
God has different kind of a blessing to people. I believe this is the way that God is going to bless me.
我依然会祷告求神保守我的工作。
I still pray to God to protect my job.
但是最终的结果如何，我会尽量的做到完全交托出去。
But I'll dedicate the final result to Him.
因为有了平和的心情，我就可以冷静下来去思考，去交流。
Because I'm more calm now, so I can think more carefully.
神的再一次祝福带来了最终实验的成功。
So the God's blessings can eventually bring the successful experiment.
感谢神借着这次隐会得着了我们，得着哦，感谢神借着这次隐会给我们全家这样一个警醒。
Thank Lord through this conference give us this our whole family the reminder.
神得着了我们，我们也得着了神。
That the Lord has us and we have the Lord.
当我们再次来到神的面前赞美他的时候，我们情不自禁地举起了我们的双手。
And when we come before Him and to praise Him.We cannot help but raise our hands.
当我们再次来到神的面前祷告的时候，我们不由自主地屈下了我们的双膝。
When I came before His presence to pray, that I cannot help but kneel down.
当我们再次拿起圣经的时候，神的威严就在眼前。
We again take up our Bibles, and God's majesty and mercy has been in front of our eyes.
没有人知道主什么时候会再来。
Nobody knows when the Lord will come back again.
但是当主再来的时候
But when the Lord come back again
亲爱的弟兄姐妹及朋友们
Dear brothers, sisters and friends
你们做好见主面的准备了吗
Have we prepared for his coming back
最后以约翰一书2-28一节经文与大家共勉
I'll cite 1 John 2:28 to encourage one another
小子们呢你们要住在主里面这样他若显现我们就可以坦然无惧当他来的时候在他面前也不至于惭愧
And now dear children continue in him so that when he appears we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming
别做家庭饼干是我今天的主要分享
So my main sharing is don't become an Oreo cookie
谢谢大家。
大家好。
我林。
今年那个我和小红还有赵飞、余杭，从伊萨卡到了纽约上岛参加纽约夏令营。
This summer, this July, that my and Sophie's family had gone to the summer conference.
在这个空间，晶晶和卫华他们参加了五天，我们只参加了两天半。
We have met Jingjing and Weihua over the conference, but they have participated for 5 days. We've only been there for half the time.
所以我在这里给大家分享一下纽约夏令营的一些对我们自己的感受。
So we are going to share some of our personal feelings in the conference.
所以每年的七月四号，反正至少我来以后哈，在纽约长岛大纽约地区的一些华人教会呢，他们那个就会举办一次叫灵运竞争会。目的呢是要让基督徒在追求灵命和灵命的成长和生命的侍奉上更多的学习。
For every July 4th weekend, every year in the New York Long Island region, that there are several Chinese church have organized this conference. Its purpose is for the Christians to be grow spiritually in their life and in ministry.
今年是39届。
This is the 39th year.
我从我们教会图书馆后面啊，看见我们教会近十几年，反正都有弟兄姐妹去参加。
In the library, I have found records that we have always have brother and sister attending this conference for the last more than 10 years.
我第一次知道这个纽约灵命竞争会是04年九月份，我们刚搬到这来的时候。
The first time I know about this conference is at 2004 September.
当时也有弟兄参加过当年的灵命竞争会，回来在我们团体分享。
Did your brother and sister sharing about this conference then?
但我现在不知道当时谁分享，也不知道分享的什么内容。
I don't remember who or what the sharing is about.
但是我当时记住了一个词。
But I do remember one word.
到那里是吃干粮去了。
It is a solid food.
吃干粮去。然后我
eating solid food.、Solid food.
从2005年开始，我和小红到现在参加过三次灵命竞争会。
From 2005, my family has gone to this three times for this conference.
每次呢，都对自己有不同的感受，都有不同的得到。
Every time we have get something different, in different degrees.
虽然今年，由于自己时间上没安排好哈，我们只参加了一半的，但是仍然感觉到吃到了很硬的干粮。
Due to our year arrangement of our time, so my and Dobby's family has gone late, so we only attend half of the conference, but we still feel that we have eaten this solid food.
而且呢，我感觉这是很硬的一部分，至今有点消化不良。
It's really solid food. I still cannot digest it entirely.
对，我参加三次灵命竞争会呢，第一次2005年的信息啊，就让我知道去服侍神是多么美好的事情。
At 2005, that the I already know that it is so important to know to know our ministries and why do we serve.
然后零六年的信息呢，就让我明白如何去真正是如何去踏实的去服侍神。
The message in 2006 let me know how should I serve the Lord in a solid manner.
但今年的信息呢，也让我继续思考我们自己的侍奉有什么效果，是不是能长久。
And this year's message, let me think more about the effectiveness and persistence of our ministry.
今年大会讲员在讲到神的国度扩展的时候，
when the speakers and the conference saying about the expansions of God's kingdom,
他提到了两位19世纪的英国的基督徒。
He mentioned two British missionaries in the 19th century.
一位是到那个非洲去传道的 David Livingston。
One is David Livingston has gone to Africa.
另外一位是到中国来的戴德森。
The other is Hudson Taylor to China.
这两位基督徒哈，我是应该说，对于我们这个信徒很长时间来的都了解，而且呢我也读过他们相关的事迹的书籍。
I've read books and biography for these two people as many brothers if you have believed in the Lord for many years.
但在我的观念中，他们是200多年前的基督徒，是个很老的人。
So in my viewpoint, there are Christians for more than 200 years ago. So they must be very old Christians.
但是蒋元在那次的大会上特意提到，他们两位分别在28岁和21岁到非洲和到中国去。
But the speaker has emphasized when these two people went to Africa and China, they're only 28 and 21 years old.
并且在他们所侍奉的地方服侍了一生。
And have stayed in their missionary place until they died.
而且 Livingston 最后从非洲回去的时候为那个废除黑奴制度做出重大贡献。
And Livingston has become one of the major force to relieve the slavery after he returned to England.
然后戴德森最后葬在中国的镇江。
And Hudson Taylor actually was buried in 镇江 in China.
所以当时就蒋元又问大家，在跟他们相同的年纪的时候，我们在干什么？
The speaker asked us, when we are in their age, what are we doing?
啊，这是很硬的一块东西。当时我也是。
This is such a solid food, and I was choked.
有点像《使徒行传》里头说，众人听着彼得讲道，扎心的。
It's just like described in the book of Acts. People after hearing Peter's message, they feel their hearts are pierced.
现在想起来，自己的侍奉、自己的灵命、自己的信心。仍然是很微小。
I think about my faith and my ministry; they are so minute.
另外呢，大会讲员在讲到在真道上同归于一的时候
，also when the speaker is talking about is reaching the unity in the faith，
提醒大家不要只停在因信称义的基础阶段里。
He reminds us that we should not stay only in the stage of justification by faith，
而是要在自己生命中释放出十字架上的同死同活的大能。
But we should also deliver the power that live and die with Christ on the cross to glorify God.
利用这个能力来荣耀神。
Or we can use this power to glorify God.
这也是对我极大的提醒。
This is such an important reminder to me.
当时我曾经有一段时间就是很沾沾自喜的，因为自己认识到因信称义真理，因信称义的真理哈，当时是很有段自喜的阶段的。
At the time that I feel very good about myself, when I was at the stage, I understand truly what is justification by faith.
是啊，所以在这里就让弟兄能够在真理和侍奉上应该同时长进。
This a reminder that we should grow in both our ministry and our faith.
所以呢，这个灵命经验会我也希望大家能参加，因为它至少能够帮助我们能够进一步认识耶稣基督是谁，也能让我们认识到我们自己侍奉自己生活的基础是耶稣基督的丰盛的生命。
So I encourage brothers and sisters to go to this conference so that we can know more about our own ministries and we can know how truly that we can our ministry is based on Jesus Christ.
这里我用那个保罗为以弗所教会的祷告词来跟大家做最后一点分享。
So I'll use of Paul when he prayed for the Ephesian church that to share with you.
在以弗所书三章十四到二十一节
It's in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14 to 21
保罗说因此我在父面前屈膝
For this reason I kneel before the Father
求他按照他丰盛的荣耀借着他的灵叫你们的心里的力量刚强起来使基督因你们的信住在你们心里叫你们的爱心有根有基能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深并知道这爱是过于人所测度的便叫神一切所预备的充满了我们神能按照运行在我们心里的大力充充足足的成就一切超过我们所思所想的愿他在教会里并在耶稣基督里得到荣耀直到世世代代永永远远
Let's read Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 to 21.
谢谢大家。
下面是起印经文的时间。
Now is the worship in responsive reading.
今天要起印的经文是在以赛亚书55章1到13节。
We are going to read Isaiah chapter 55:1-13.
那么下面时间交给陈志芳姊妹。
志芳 will lead us in prayer, in reading.
大家翻到以赛亚书第五十五章，在教会旧约1200页。我来读单数节，请大家回应双数节。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 55. I'll read the odd verses, and please respond with the even number verses.
以赛亚书五十五章第一节：你们一切干渴的，都当进就近水来；没有银钱的也可以来。你们都来买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。
用劳碌得来的，反倒是人饱足的呢。你们要留意听我的话，你们听那眼目和将将的一生，心中记着的。
你们当就近我来，侧耳听，就必得活。我必与你们立永约，就是应许大卫那可靠的恩典。
我以利马做万民的见证，为万民的君王和子民。
你是不认识的国民，你也必遭拦；是不认识你的国民，也必向你奔跑。都因耶和华你的神，以色列的圣者，因为他已经荣耀你。
当这耶和华和寻找的时候，想到他，相当的时候，想到他。
恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人当除掉自己的意念，归向耶和华，耶和华就必怜恤他。当归向我们的神，因为神必广行赦免。
耶和华说：“我自己的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。”
于是你们从天而降，从地而下，使滋润地土，使地上发芽结实，使杂种的流通。
我口所出的话也必如此，绝不徒然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上必然亨通。
你的心里欢欢喜喜而出来，平平安安蒙应到达，大山脚下的山也在你面前发生歌唱，田野的树木也都开展了。
松树长出代替荆棘，三十流长出代替吉藜，这要为耶和华留名，作为永远的证据，不能剪除。感谢神。
Thank you, Lord.
下面是奉献的时间。
Now is worshiping offering.
好，那么奉献是为基督徒所预备的。
Offering is prepared for Christians.
如果你还不是基督徒，或者是你不了解奉献意，请不要勉强。
If you are not a Christian yet or don't know the meaning of offering, please don't feel compulsory.
当奉献在传到你的面前的时候，就请你把它传给下一位。
Please just pass the bag on.
好，那么我们在受奉的时候，我们来唱这首诗歌，是460首，都归耶稣。
We are singing in the hymn book number 460, All for Jesus.
Okay, 下面请四世姊妹来受奉献。
Collect your offering.
归耶稣，都归耶稣，我愿全身都归主，愿我言语行为一念，终身岁月都归主。都归耶稣，都归耶稣，都归耶稣，都归耶稣，我救主。愿我双手为主托付，愿我双手为主行，愿我双目只见耶稣。愿我
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, that we come before your presence, we give our thanksgiving to you. Thank Jesus that you give us this opportunity to give. That we know that you give our daily bread every day. That we should give 1/10 of what we have obtained to be dedicated to the ministry. And this is what we should do, and you also use this see how much our faith is. So we bring these tithes before you. You can use to be used in the ministry. We pray this in Jesus Christ's holy name. Now it's worship in Bible reading.
那么今天要读的经文是在约翰福音第四章一到三十节。
The passage is in Gospel John chapter 4 verse 1 to 30.
那么我来读，请弟兄姊妹来听。
I'll read.
约翰福音第四章第一节，主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒，施洗比约翰还多，其实不是耶稣亲自施洗，乃是他的门徒施洗。他就离了犹大，又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有午正，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对他说，请你给我水喝。那时门徒进城买食物去了。撒玛利亚的妇人对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。妇人说，先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。妇人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。耶稣说，你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。妇人说，我没有丈夫。耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有了五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为祭文是从犹太人出来的。时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。妇人说，我知道弥赛亚要来，他来了一将一切的事都告诉我们。耶稣说，这和你说话的就是他。当下门徒回来，就稀奇耶稣和一个妇人说话，只是没有人说你是要什么，或说你为什么和他说话。那妇人就留下水罐往城里去，对妇人说，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？众人就出城往耶稣那里去。下面时间交给牧师。
Let's give the following time to the pastor.
弟兄姐妹们平安。我们今天读的经文讲的是一位妇人遇见耶稣之后生命的改变。
Today's passage we just read is about a woman whose life has been completely changed after meeting Jesus.
刚刚王军弟兄已经为我们读了四章一到三十节。
The presider has just read chapter 4, 1 to 30.
相信就算是第一次读这段经文的人，也对这个故事内容有一个大致的印象。
Even if you just read this passage for the first time, you will have an overall impression about this story.
在一到十四节，我们看到耶稣采取主动来与这位撒玛利亚妇人交谈。
In verse 1 to 14, you see Jesus take the initiative to communicate with this woman.
而起初这位妇人对耶稣是爱理不理。
And in the beginning, this woman is not very interested in the conversation.
耶稣是非常友善的来试着与她建立沟通的桥梁。
Jesus is very friendly, try to build this bridge of communication.
他却不太友善的建立一道一道的墙。
But the woman has established this unfriendly wall, one by one.
好不容易到了十五节有了突破。
Eventually at the verse 15, there's a breakthrough.
妇人听到耶稣在十到十四节提到有活水可以赐给她，她却心动了。
So this woman feel encouraged in after Jesus has from verse 1 to 14 saying that there is a living water that she can get.
她对耶稣说，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴。
So she tells Jesus, please give me this water so that I won't get thirsty.
有这样的一个转变好不好啊？
It's been kind of changed. This is a very good thing.
大家想看看，如果我们向别人传福音，而别人原本一直用这个怀疑的态度、敌对的态度来回应，一定会弄得我们心里很不是味道，而且心里暗暗的叫急，对不对？
You can think about when you pass on the gospel to people, and if they always holding a doubting and opposing attitude, you won't feel good and will start feeling impatient.
突然之间，他说：“好，有这么好的恩典，我愿意接受，我想要。”我们岂不会高兴极了？
All of a sudden when you say, oh yes, I would love to receiving this great gift, then we will feel that so good, and happy.
在那个时候我们基督徒多半会怎么做？
Most of the Christians, what will you do at that time?
特别我们受了个人布道训练的话，多半会怎么做？
Especially if you have received some evangelism training, what will you do?
马上带他做决志祷告，对不对？
You will lead him to the prayer of conversion.
马上恭喜他，你得救了。
So we immediately congratulate him that you are saved.
马上告诉他，你是基督徒了。
Immediately tell him or her that you are Christian.
请问耶稣有没有这样说？
Is that what Jesus did here?
那么耶稣来接下来做什么？
What did Jesus do in the following?
他对那妇人，哟，我怎么控制不了 ？OK， 他对那妇人说。你去叫你丈夫也到这里了。
He said, "Woman, go and call your husband and come back."
耶稣明明知道这个女人的生活很糟。
Jesus know very well that this woman lead a very unethical life.
已经有了五个丈夫，现在又跟第六号同居。
He had five husbands and lived with number six.
耶稣讲这句话，岂不是正刺中他的要害？
This is actually directly pierced to the soft spot.
有必要讲这么伤感情的事吗？
Is that necessary that Jesus used such a word that hurt her feelings?
难道耶稣不怕这个女人掉头就走，耶稣就失去了带这个女人信主的机会吗？
Then isn't Jesus fear that this woman would just turn away and Jesus lose the opportunity to bring her to conversion?
这个女人是很单纯的要活水喝。
This woman actually very simply asking for this living water.
难道耶稣不能很干脆的马上就赐给她吗？
Can Jesus just very directly give her the living water?
或者说先赐给她，其他的问题以后慢慢再谈。
Or give her the living water first, so we leave the other problems in the long run.
为什么耶稣非要在这个节骨眼谈这个非常伤感情的事？
Why at this very key moment that Jesus has to talk about these things that hurt her feelings?
这就是今天早上我们要一同思想的。
This is a thing that we need to think about together this morning.
好，我们好好的来看这个故事。
Let's read this story carefully.
请大家先注意，这整件事情的关键是在于一件事，就是渴。
Let us all take note. The key of the entire story is this word thirst.
这个女人要这个活水泉源，是因为她希望喝了之后，
可以不渴，而且从此不愿意不用走这么远的路来打水。
The reason why this woman wants this living water is that he hopes that he will not become thirsty again. She doesn't have to walk all the way to draw water.
这位妇人住在城里，而那口井在城外有一段距离。
The woman lives in the city, and the well is a distance away from the city wall.
走这么一趟路要花时间。
You have to spend time in walking that distance.
回程的时候还要多扛个水罐，更是辛苦。
On the way back, she also has to carry the water jar. This is very tiring.
在这边我们看到至少两种渴。
We see two kinds of thirst at here.
一个是身体上的渴，就是必须喝水。
One is the thirst of our body that we have to only can be quenched by drinking water.
另外一个渴是希望能够免掉生活当中那些繁琐劳累的苦。
The other thirst is that the life all these hiring details, we hope to have an easier life.
这两种渴我们每个人也都有。
We all have these two kinds of thirst in our life.
跟这位妇人一样，我们每个人都需要喝水。
Just like this woman, we all need to drink water.
这是我们身体上最基本的需要，没有水我们就不能活。
This is one of our basic needs. We cannot survive without water.
同样，我们跟这个妇人一样，在生活当中有一些我们实在不想做。是很无奈不能不做的事。
Just like this woman, there are things that we really don't want to do, but we have to do it.
对她来说是走很远的路去打水。
To this woman, it's that walking a long distance to draw water.
对我们一些人来说，可能是家务事。
To some of us, maybe housework.
可能有些人不喜欢烧菜，但是不能不烧。
Maybe you don't like cooking, but you have to cook.
我不知道我们在座一些青少年，你爸妈会不会叫你洗碗？你不喜欢洗，却不能不洗。
Some of you here, your parents ask to wash dishes. You don't like to do it, but you have to.
有些人夏天不喜欢割草，冬天不喜欢铲雪，但是不能不做。
Some people don't like to mow the lawns in the summer or shovel the snow in the winter, but you have to do it.
我想很多学生不喜欢读书，不喜欢写 paper, 却不能不读，不能不写。
So some students don't like to read, don't like to write papers, but you have to read and have to write.
我们还有很多的成人其实不喜欢他的工作，但是每天不得不去上班。
And there are many adults that don't like their job really, but you have to go to work every day.
像这些事情，多半的人是学会接受现实，认命的去做。
Things like this, many people have learned to accept the reality, we just do it.
但我们心中都有一个渴望，巴不得有一天能够从中解脱。
But we all have this thirst.That one day we'll be delivered from all these things.
两年前有一则新闻让我印象很深刻。
Two years ago, there's a news that let me take note.
在 Nebraska 有一个肉类包装公司。
There in Nebraska, there's this meat packaging company.
那里面的几位工人他们合起来买那个乐透奖。
Some of the employees they have pulled money together to buy a lotto.
结果他们中了美国有史以来总金额。最大的大奖
and they have received the highest price the largest money of the lotto
好消息传出来好几天之后他们才一同出现在一个记者会上
so after this they learned from the good news after several days they have attended this news conference
那其中有位记者就问他们说你们中了奖之后还打算继续在这个公司工作吗
so one of the reporter asked are you still continue going to work in this meat packaging packaging company after you have receiving the lotto money
其中一个很快就回答说哦我已经退休了
one of them immediately replied I have retired
从四天前我一知道中奖我就退休了
once I know I have received the prize and I have retired
我想现实人生当中我们很多人跟他一样
I think in practical life we're very similar to these people
每天去上班并不见得是我们喜欢那份工作而是不得不做
You go to work every day not because you like the job but you have to do it
想看看每天有成千上万的人在买彩券
There are millions of people buying lottos every day
每次买了不中再买
You don't get it this time you do it next time
大家也都是梦想着有一天可以享受人生完全不需要再做任何自己懒得去做的事
So you dream one day that I can enjoy life that anything I feel lazy to do about it I don't have to do it
不过再仔细读读撒玛利亚妇人的情形，比一般人又复杂了一点。
But if you read more carefully, the Samaritan woman, her case is a little bit more complicated.
我们注意到第六节，她与耶稣在井旁相遇的时间很特别。
Let's note verse 6, the time she met Jesus is a very special time.
英文圣经是照希腊原文直翻，就翻作第六个小时。
In the English Bible, translate directly from the Greek, it was about the sixth hour.
当事人是从早上六点天亮的时候开始算，所以第六个小时就跟中文圣经翻的一样，是日正当中的时候。
At the time, people start counting their time from 6 a.m., so the sixth hour is just like in the Chinese Bible, it is noontime.
那这件事情很特别。
This is very special.
那边的地理环境是属于沙漠气候。
The climate there is desert climate.
一般人打盹总是挑比较凉快的清晨或者是傍晚，绝对不会在午正最热的时候去的。
Most people when they choose to draw water is usually in the early morning or late in the afternoon, so it's a little bit cool.
那这个女人为什么要这时候来呢？
But why this woman choose a noontime to draw water?
看起来她就是特别挑这个别人不会来的时候。
It seems that she chose a time that there's no other people.
很明显，像她这样一位曾经结过五次婚，现在又与别人同居的人，很容易被别人指指点点。
Apparently, because she had 5 marriages and now she's someone's mistress, that people will pick on her.
每次遇到人，人家一定用异样的眼光看她。
People will look at her with a different view.
也许她的姿色还能够吸引不少男人。
Maybe her beauty is still can attract men.
但是那些男人对她的态度也绝对不是尊重的。
But the man is not holding respect to her.
可能他最怕遇到的是女人。
Actually, her most fear is to meet other women.
那些女人对她态度一定不会友善。
The other women will not be friendly to her.
而且我觉得天下最恐怖的一件事情就是女人聚在一起叽叽喳喳。
And I think the most terrible is the gossiping among women.
她这位女人绝对不会想要在打水的时候遇到一群妇女。
She definitely don't want to meet a group of women during the trip to draw water.
所以她就挑这个最热绝对不会有人来的时候。
So she chooses the hottest time that there's no other people.
我们稍微将心比心，就能够猜想到他心中的感受。
If we just think in her shoes, then we can feel what she feels in her heart.
在他心中一定有一个强烈的需要，有另外一种渴。
That she has another thirst and a strong desire.
他多么希望别人不会轻看他，希望别人愿意做他的朋友。
She strongly hopes that she will not be contempted by others and become her friend.
他多么希望别人不会一看他就说他是肮脏的。
How strong she hopes that she's not dirty in others' eyes, but clean.
他多么希望得到接纳，得到尊重，得到友情。
How much she will hope to have acceptance, respect, and also friendship.
我想从小到大，在我们所属的团体当中，总是有人是特别受欢迎的。
I think in your all your life that in your the group that you belong to, there are always some people that's most welcome.
但是这最受欢迎的人，有的时候不一定是你。
But the person who are most welcome, sometimes it's not you.
还有可能总不是你。
Or in words that it's never you.
这种情形，有的时候我们心里是不平衡的。
And we have some unbalance in our heart in that situation.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们也都渴望得到别人更多的注意。
Because we also desire for more attention.
我们都希望得到更多的肯定，更多的接纳。
More a confirmation, more acceptance.
从这个角度来看，这位撒玛利亚妇人是最可怜的。
From this point of view, that this is how pitiful is this Samaritan woman.
因为她所渴望得到的，她得不着。
Because what she really wants, she cannot get it.
不但现在得不着，看起来永远都得不着。
Not only she cannot get it now, but she may never get it.
有的时候我们在人生当中也有可能落到非常悲惨的处境。
In our life, sometimes we may go to this miserable condition too.
在你落魄的时候，你总是被人轻看。
In your miserable time, you're always being contempted by others.
总是遭人拒绝，总是被人欺负。
Always being refused, or mistreated.
心中有很多眼泪，但是眼泪向谁去流？
You have many tears in your heart, but where are all these tears going to flow?
有谁在乎？有谁关心？
Who cares?
这是人生当中又一种渴。
This is another thirst in your life.
那这位撒玛利亚妇人不仅是得不到妇女同胞的接纳和友情。
This Samaritan woman, not only that she cannot receive the acceptance and friendship from other women,
她在男人身上也同样经历了一次又一次的失败。
A man, she has experienced time after time failure.
我想在一开始她跟所有的女人一样，都憧憬着，都渴望有一段美丽的爱情。
Maybe in the beginning, I think like every other woman, they thirst for a beautiful love.
希望遇到一位真心真意爱她，让他能够托付终身的人。
She hoped to meet a man that truly loved her, and so it's a man that worthy of her whole life.
但是很不幸，他在爱情上犯了一次又一次的错误。
But unfortunately, has have mistakes time after time.
每一次他都想，这次我应该找对人了。
Every time she may think, maybe this is the Mr. Right.
但最后还是以分手收场。
But at the end, still going to separation.
问题出在哪里？
Where's the problem?
是他判断力太差，看人总是看走了眼吗？
Is she just have a bad judgment that she never find the right people?
还是他这个人喜新厌旧，总是喜欢换来换去？
Or she aspire the new and despise the old. She always like to change.
到底他想要的是什么？
What does she really want?
到底他在追求什么样的满足？
What kind of contentment she's searching for?
是爱情吗？
Is it love?
是安全的保护吗？
Is it a safe stability?
是经济的保障吗？
Is that economical stability?
还是身份地位？
Or just a status?
这些我们不知道。
We don't know about it.
我们只知道为了这个干渴，她积极地做出了多次的尝试。
We only know that for this kind of thirst, she has tried many times.
枕头边的男人换了这么多个，她的青春想必已经随之消逝。
She has changed many men she slept with, and her youth has gone away.
但她心中的那个干渴始终没有得到满足。
But the thirst in her heart has never been satisfied.
我想我们很多人读这段经文的时候，会觉得，我自己跟这位撒玛利亚人绝对是不一样的。
Many people, when we read this passage, we feel so different from this Samaritan woman.
我们看不出有什么相似的地方。
We cannot see any similarities.
起码我们从来没有换过这么多次配偶。
At least we didn't change that many spouses.
但是我们真的没有换吗？
Is that really we haven't changed that many spouses?
我姐姐曾经有一次在分享见证的时候说，她发现她就是这位撒玛利亚妇人。
Actually, one time when my sister shared, she feels that she is this Samaritan woman.
她指的倒不是她的婚姻。
She does not mean her marriage.
而是指的是她把人生的快乐寄望在什么样的事情上。
On the other hand, is that what are the things that she feels content and happy in her life?
她刚来美国的时候觉得要有好的工作，好的收入，才能带来满足。
When she first come to America, she feel that she need a good job and a good income so that she can be content.
所以她就拼命努力。
So she worked very hard.
她大学的时候是学外文的。
In her undergrad, she's learning foreign languages.
但是为了找好工作，她就先修了一点课，开始在银行工作。
But just to find a better job, so she take some classes and start working in the bank.
做了没多久，心里不满足。
And after a while, and she's not content.
她再去修点电脑课，开始写电脑程式。
And then take some programming courses and do some computer programming.
后来终于进到很大很好的公司。
And then she become go to a very big and good company.
还是不满足，
but she's still not content.
就一个一个换，越跳越高。
So he changed one after the other and getting higher and higher in position.
他所做过的公司里面有很多都是很多人很羡慕、很想进的公司。
The company that she has entered, actually many are people envy about.
但是每次他得到了他所要的东西之后，没有多久又感到不满足。
But every time she gets something, then she feel not content immediately afterwards.
另外，她又觉得人家有一栋好的房子，人生才会满足。
On the other hand, she feels that if people need to have a good house to be content.
努力了一两年之后，她有了一栋很好的房子。
Actually, only just after 1 or 2 years, then she has a very good house.
花了很多心血布置，把家弄得很舒服、很温暖。
Spending many time, much time and that for decorations, and it's very comfortable.
但是没有多久，又不满足了。
But just after a while, she doesn't feel content again.
所以房子就越换越大，越换越贵。
So you change to a bigger and more expensive houses.
其实我知道我们绝大多数的人如果看到他曾经住过的任何一栋房子我们可能都会想我只要能够拥有这样的房子我一生就满足了、
I think that most people here that if you have seen any of her houses before that you will feel content in any of these houses
但这样事情谁能知道呢
But who knows
有多少人在得到令人羡慕的房子之后就真正知足了呢
How many people will feel really content after you getting your dream house?
我姐姐还曾经希望从开的车子上面得到满足
My sister also before hoped to get this contentment from her cars
她觉得你开的车代表你的身份地位
She feels the cars represent your status
所以从开旧车进步到开新车之后还不满足
From used car to new cars she still doesn't feel content
所以要不只是开新车还要开好车
Not only is she need to drive new cars but good cars
要开名牌价钱昂贵的车
Name brand and, which cost a lot of money
等到这些梦想陆陆续续都实现了之后满足了吗
But after all these dreams have been realized does she feel content?
结果还是不满足
She still doesn't feel content
弟兄姐妹和朋友们你能够打从心里说这些不是你所追求的
Brothers and sisters, can you speak from your heart that these are not the things that you are searching for?
或者说你能打从心里说你有了就知足绝对不会得着了又不满足要 一直不断的在换吗
Or you can say that you will be content that you will not change one after the other after you getting something.
如果我们所走的人生道路跟这个没有两样那么我们要知道我们将来面对的问题跟这位撒玛利亚妇人也是一模一样
If we're going in similar ways then you should know that the problem you are going to encounter is going to be similar to the Samaritan woman
何姐姐在她的见证中说她跟这位撒玛利亚妇人一样有很多需要有很多渴望
In my sister sharing she said that just like the Samaritan womanShe has many needs and much thirst.
他们喝了很多的水
They drink a lot of water.
但他们所喝的水都是只能暂时解渴的水
So the water they drink is only solving the thirst temporarily.
是像耶稣所说
It's just like what Jesus said here.
让我按一下好了。凡喝这水还要再渴的那种水
Whoever drinks the water will still feel thirst afterwards.
所以耶稣为什么要对妇人说去叫你的丈夫来
So why did Jesus ask the woman to go and call your husband and come back
因为这跟这位妇人至今一直渴一直得不到满足有关
Because this is the very reason why this woman feels thirsty not content until now
她有一个罪需要解决
There's a sin that she has to resolve
这个罪不只是在婚姻生活上乱七八糟
The sin is not just having an unethical marriage life.
更根本的罪是她生命当中没有神。
But the more fundamental problem is that in her life, there's no God.
男女关系的罪只是表面上的问题。
The sin among men and women is just superficial.
这个问题我们也许很多人会说我没有，我们没有乱来。
Many people of us, we can say that no, we don't have this kind of problem. I always behave myself.
但是心里面那个根本的罪，恐怕我们每个人都有。
But actually, the fundamental thing is that many of us will share the same thing.
就是我们不相信神。
Is that we don't believe in God.
我们不相信让神在我们生命当中做主，可以带给我们永远不再渴的那种满足。
We don't believe that if we let the God to be our Lord in our heart, that He can bring the contentment.That we'll never thirst again.
我们不相信神的旨意是最美好的。
We don't believe that God's will is the most beautiful.
我们不相信神的道路是最美善的。
We don't believe that God's way is the most beautiful.
我们宁可相信自己的选择。
We rather believe in our own choices.
宁可过一个我自己做主的生活。
We rather live as a life that we ourselves are the Lord.
所以我们要么是完全的拒绝神，要么是只肯有条件的接受神。
So either we refuse God entirely, or we only accept the Lord conditionally.
也就是说我们对神说，神啊，我有需要的时候请你快快来帮忙我，但是我不需要你的时候你最好少干涉我的事。
Many times we tell God that when I have problem, I'll seek for you, but when I have no problems, please do not interfere in my life.
这种心中没有神不敬畏神的生活态度就是罪。
This kind of attitude that you don't fear God, you don't have God in your heart, this is sin.
神在耶利米书二章十三节说，我的百姓做了两件恶事。
In Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 13 it recorded, my people have committed two sins.
就是离弃我这活水的泉源。
They have forsaken me, the spring of living water.
为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
And have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water.
人之所以喝了又渴喝了又渴，是因为他们喝的水是从自己凿的池子来的。
People that you drink and thirsty again and drink and thirsty again is because you drink from the water that's from the cisterns that they dug themselves.
这个池子有大破洞，是不能永远存水。
The cisterns has a big leak and cannot hold water.
而人之所以会自己去凿池子，就是因为不相信神，只相信自己。
And the reason why people dug the cisterns themselves is because they don't believe in God, but believe in self.
神是活水的泉源，但是很多的人都弃绝了他。
So God is this spring of living water, for many people forsaken.
所以弟兄姐妹和朋友们，
So brothers and sisters and friends,
耶稣对撒玛利亚夫人说，你去叫你的丈夫来。
When Jesus asked the Samaritan, say, call your husband and come back.
如果耶稣对你说这句话，你去叫你的丈夫来，你会怎么回应？
If Jesus asked the same question to you, what will be your response?
谁是你嫁错了的丈夫？
Who is the husband that you have married wrongly?
谁是你自己凿出来的池子？
Who is the cisterns that you have dug yourself?
谁是你追求满足的时候找错的对象？
Who is the wrong target when you seek for contentment?
耶稣并不是要让撒玛利亚妇人难堪。
Jesus is not trying to put shame to this Samaritan woman.
而是要他清楚而且诚实地面对他生命当中最根本的问题。
But rather, Jesus would like this woman to face the most fundamental problem in her life.
唯有这个问题解决了，调整正确了，她才可能得到活水。
Only if this problem is solved and being adjusted correctly, then she can get this living water.
也才有可能从此不再渴。
And it is possible for her then, not to thirst again.
在接下来耶稣与撒玛利亚妇人的对话当中，我们看到话题有几个转变。
In the following dialogue between Jesus and the Samaritan woman, we see some changes.
从喝水再到人心底最根本的罪，
From drinking water to the most fundamental sin in people's life.
然后再从罪带入什么是真正的敬拜，
And then from sin to what is the true worship.
然后再从敬拜再到耶稣是谁，
And then from worship to who Jesus is.
谁是我们应当敬拜的对象？
Who is the person that we should worship?
那这个故事最令人惊讶的是，当那妇人又明白了她问题的所在和她所应当相信的是谁的时候，她就在一刹那之间发生了重大的改变。
The most amazing thing in this story that once the woman realized her problem and realized who she's talking to, her life has changedSo unbelievably and uncomprehensibly.
我们看到她马上就跑回城里。
We see her run back to the town immediately.
她跑回去做什么？
What she's going to do?
跑回去告诉大家关于耶稣的事。
She ran back to tell people about Jesus.
这个事情不寻常的呀。
This is very uncommon.
本来她是逢人就躲，最怕被人看见的。
Originally, she tried to evade people, and she feared that she's been seen by others.
现在不仅不躲，还逢人就大声地喊说："你们来看，你们来看。"
not only that she's not evading people, but she say, come and see.
看什么？
To see what?
他说有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这人就是基督吗？
See what? See a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?
那他素来所行的是什么？是光彩的事吗？
What are the things that the woman did?
当然
those glorious things?
当然不是。
No.
但是为了见证耶稣，他再也不在乎要去掩饰自己肮脏污秽的事。
But just to witness for Jesus.She doesn't care to cover up her own failure.
当他如此真诚地传扬耶稣的时候，所有人都知道，真是有一件非比寻常的事情发生了。
When she really tried to proclaim the gospel with such a sincere heart, everyone knows there's something uncommon that happens.
没有人说这个女人是坏女人，谁要听她的话？
Nobody said that. Oh, this is a bad woman. We shouldn't listen to her.
每人看到这件事情都觉得不可思议。
Everyone have seen this matter, seeing that.This is incomprehensible.
所以他们都相信，他们都出城，都要去见耶稣。
So all of them believe and all go out to the city and toward Jesus.
在约翰福音第四章后面，我们看到，等到他们亲自见了耶稣，他们就更加相信妇人所说的一切话。
And later part of chapter 4, we see that after they see Jesus, and listen to Jesus, they really know what the woman says is true.
这位撒玛利亚妇人的改变。到底有多真多快？
How true and how fast has this Samaritan woman changed?
从一件小事就可以看得出来。
We can observe from a small matter.
当她从城里跑回去的时候，她没有多想，做了一个选择，就是把水罐留在井那里。
When she ran back to the city, she didn't think of more carefully, and she made a choice. She left the water jar at the well.
他本来是大热天辛辛苦苦走这么远的路来到井旁，为的是要打水的。
On this very hot day that she walked a long distance to the well to draw water.
现在都已经到井那里了。
She has arrived the well.
只剩回城一半的路了。
Just halfway done.
她却水罐不管了，空手跑回城里去。
But then she left the water jar and just run back empty handed.
我想这不是他故意要做给谁看的。
I don't think this is she do this on a purpose.
而是下意识当中马上就做出来很自然的选择。
But subconsciously, she has made the choice.
留下水罐代表她价值观的改变。
Leaving the water jar behind represents the change in her values.
耶稣让她在那一刹那当中明白了生命当中最重要的不是他所追求的那些东西。
At the very moment, Jesus had led her to understand that the most important thing in her life is not the thing that she has always been seeking for.
甚至也不是生理上那些最基本的需要。
Even are not those basic needs in our life.
而是认识神，得到神的恩典。
But to know God and obtain His grace.
我相信当他把水罐留下往城里跑的时候，他在路上是越跑越兴奋。
I believe when she left the water jars and running back to the city, she run more and more excited.
越跑越喜乐。
More and more joyful.
我相信在那个时刻，他突然体会到什么是以心灵和诚实来敬拜神。
I think at the time she suddenly understand what is worship in the spirit and in truth.
他也开始尝到什么是永远不再渴。
And she also understands what is you will never thirst again.
弟兄姐妹和朋友们，你相信有这样子心中非常的满足、非常踏实的感觉吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you envy the feeling that you will never be thirst again and be feeling really solid?
你相信有那个活水真的可以让我们永远不再渴吗？
Do you believe in the living water that will let us never thirst again?
我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn together.
歌名就叫做难道永远不再渴。
And the name of the song is Never Thirst Again.
我们先唱第一节。
That's in the verse first.
我和主耶稣亲身无缘，我和主耶稣是活水泉反河，这水主跟你说到永远不再渴，
难道永远不再渴？深深永远不再渴？难道永远不再渴？深深永远不再渴？何妨还渴？这水主曾你说到永远永远不再渴。
好，我们知道这个副歌哈是像是对话一样。
We know that in the
the chorus.
The chorus. The chorus. The it's like a dialogue.
一边问说难道永远不再渴？
In one sentence he asks never thirst again.
另外一个就回真正永远不再渴。
And they answer no never thirst again.
那如果用英文的话，你这个 what 哈、啊？等你们这个你要把这个味道唱出来。
In English you have to say what same tone.
OK， 那我们就请姐妹们委屈一点，你们扮演撒玛利亚夫人。
We are ask the sisters to be the Samaritan woman。
我们弟兄就take 这个story。真正永远不再渴。
Brother will assume Jesus' role, saying, "No, never thirst again."
来，我们唱第一节。
Let's for
我们先唱一遍中文，再唱一遍英文。
First in Mandarin, then in English.
我和主耶稣是一生命人，我和主耶稣是一个水泉方泽，这水主曾你说到永远不再渴。
谢谢姐妹，
你说真正永远不再渴，真正永远不再起来放歌，这水主曾你说到永远永远不再渴。
这算英文。
My Jesus is the living bread. My Jesus is the fountain head and whoso drinks the Jesus said shall never, never thirst. No, never thirst again. No, never thirst again for a whoso drinks the Jesus said shall never,
never thirst again. Verse 4, whatever language you like.
主在旷野要开道路，主在沙漠要开江河流出，我虽交换我心到永远。
弟兄先来抓着。
难道永远不再渴？难道永远不再渴？大海和这水主曾你说到永远永远不再渴。可红可的人就清水泉，愿和你的人大海带来各地在途中成为泉源到永远不再渴。一起，难道永远不再渴？真正永远不再渴？难道永远不再渴？真正永远不再渴？何妨还渴？这水主曾你说到永远。
来，最英的是。
Oh come, oh come, oh great light. Oh come, oh come, in we truly spring up.In you a dream of life, you'll never, never thirst again. What never thirst again? No, never thirst again. What never thirst again? No, never thirst again. For who so great as Jesus said, shall never, never thirst again.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
在我们祷告之前，我想先做一个邀请。
Before our prayer together, I'd like to make an invitation.
我想邀请我们当中所有的人，特别是慕道朋友，来一同做这个祷告。
I would like to ask everyone here, especially the seekers, to say this prayer.
我希望每一个人都能够愿意做的祷告的内容大概是这样。
I hope the content of your prayer is like this.
主啊，求你赦免我的罪。
Lord, please forgive my sins.
因为我离弃了你这活水的泉源。
Because I have forsaken the well of the living water.
我为自己凿出池子。
That I have dug a pool for myself.
是那个有破口不能存水的池子。
It's a pool that cannot hold water and has a big leak.
说我愿意得到这个活水。
Lord, that I'm willing to receive this living water.
我愿意相信你是在活水的泉源。
I'm willing to believe you are the source of this living water.
我愿意接受你做我的主。
I'm willing to accept you as my Lord.
而且单单的以你为我的主。
And solely that you are my Lord.
我们如果你愿意的话等一下我一句一祷告你也就一句一句的祷告
If you're willing, sentence by sentence you can pray following me
我们来祷告
Let's pray
主啊求你赦免我的罪
Lord please forgive my sins
因为我离弃了你的活水的泉源
Because I have forsaken the source of the living water
我一直相信我自己
I have always believed in myself
我为自己找出池子
That I have dug a pool just for myself.
但这个池子有破口
But there's a big leak in this pool.
是不能存水的
It cannot hold water.
主啊，今天我听到这个信息
Lord, I have heard this message today.
我知道你是活水的泉源
I know you are the source of this living water.
我希望得到这个活水
And I hope to receive this living water.
我愿意来接受你
I'm willing to accept you.
我愿意以你做我生命的活水泉源
I'm willing to accept you as the source of the living water
全心全意的来信靠你
And believe in you wholeheartedly
一生紧紧的信靠你
That in my life that I will believe in you closely
求主帮助我
And Lord please help me
我们继续祷告
Let's pray continually
亲爱的恩主我们谢谢你
Dear Lord Jesus that we thank you
知道在你那里有活水
Because we know that you have the living water
是让我们喝了可以永远不渴的活水
That will never thirst again if we drink this living water
不只是让我们不渴
Not only that we will not thirst again
而且可以在我们里面涌出活水的江河
But become a source of this living water in our heart
不止我们自己不渴
Not only that we will not thirst again
可以让其他的人也来喝到这活水
But people around us can also have this living water
主啊求你帮助我们在座的弟兄姐妹
Lord we ask you to help the brothers and sisters here
也帮助凡是愿意一起祷告的慕道的朋友
And help all the seekers that are willing to make this prayer
都来得到这活水
That we can all receive this living water
而且尝到这活水的甘甜
And we can taste how sweet is this living water
所以我们也在想也许你有可能也呼召我们当中一群人来专心的来侍奉你
Lord that it is possible that you are going to call some brothers and sisters to serve you in a dedicated manner
主如果你感动我们当中一些人放下我们生活当中的水罐
Lord if you move us that we should put down the water jar in our life
求你赐给我们信心
that you, Lord give us the faith
让我们愿意来回应
That we can respond to you.
不是出于我们自己的意思
Not because of our own will.
而是顺服你的旨意
But just to obey your will.
主恳求你祝福
Lord, we ask you to bless us.
愿意这个活水带给我们每个人充充满满的满足
That the living water can give us the full contentment.
听我们的祷告
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We thank for the message from the pastor.
那么下面是欢迎和报告时间。
Now is the time for welcome and announcement.
那么跟往常一样，我们首先呢欢迎第一次到我们中间的弟兄姊妹或者是朋友。
Is there any newcomer among us?
如果你是第一次来，麻烦你站起来，给我们介绍一下你是谁，从哪里来。
If you're first time here, please stand up and introduce yourself.
我叫天坤。
欢迎你
我特别补充一下赵千善弟兄是一位很好的在主内的弟兄
千善 is a very good brother in Christ
我们教会有好多人后来也许亲戚朋友回国啊，或是在国内经过北京，他都帮了很多的忙。
I mean, our relatives or ourselves that we have passed by Beijing, and she has, he has helped many things.
不只是生活上帮忙，最重要的是他把福音传给这些家人。
Not only in helping in practical things, but also pass on the faith.
很感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
还有没有其他 ？OK。欢迎你们，
不要吵。
还有没有
？Anyone else？
好，如果没有的话，那我们就看下面的报告事项。
Let's continue to our announcement。
那么主要的报告事项的话呢，都在节目单里面。那么其中有一条哈，是第三项，我想可能建华知道的更详细一些。建华弟兄，好不好？请你来给大家报告一下。
The main thing we'll ask 建华 to make the announcement because we are no more.
主今天不在。
After lunch, we'll move something to clean the carpet. So please follow Jianhua's directions.
另外还有一个机会就是，隔壁那个 Bell Sherman 小学的那个playground。那么如果今天下午你仍然有心去做义工帮忙的话呢，你可以吃完饭以后过去。
Also for the Bell Sherman construction work, if you still have time, you can still in the afternoon go and help.
还有没有其他事情要报告
？Any other things?
如果没有的话，我们起立唱三音颂。
Now let's stand and sing doxology.
完美感受我的不知感，是神圣灵当赞主恩，天上万军总赞主你。赞美神父神子圣灵，
我们一同领受祝福。 Let's receive the benediction. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. 但愿使人有盼望的神因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。阿门。请坐。
Please be seated.
聚会完之后，我们在楼下有简便午餐。
We have lunch, a simple lunch following afterwards.
那么欢迎弟兄姊妹留下来我们可以有更多时间可以交通。
Please stay that we have more time for communication.
那么下面请我们一起为今天的午餐祷告。
Let's say grace together.
今天我们谢谢你召集我们在这个主日来到你的面前，让我们能够有这样的聚会来敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you for getting us together on this Sunday, so we have the opportunity to worship you.
我们也谢谢你预备楼下的饮食，能让我们有更多机会来交通。
We thank you for preparing lunch downstairs, so we have more time for communication.
也就求你来保守桌上的饮食，也保守我们交通的时间。
We ask you to protect the food and also the time that of our communication.
这样祷告是奉我主耶稣基督的名。
You pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
那么，默祷之后散会。
You can be dismissed after silent meditation.